This podcast is brought to you by Men's Tee Clinic. Men's Tee Clinic is the team I trust with my total wellness optimization, and so should you. Five DFW locations with North Frisco, El Dorado Parkway at Dallas North Tollway now open. Call 972-GO-MEN'S-TEE or visit mensteeclinic.com.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine. Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
For the past three seasons of Gone South, we've covered one story per season. Now, Gone South is back for a fourth season. But this time, we're doing things a little differently. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 through the Fan. We're live from Martin House Brewing in Fort Worth, 220 South Sylvania Avenue. If you want to come on out, you got me, Kevin Hagelin, Corey Majors, the famous Mike Bassick. Back at the studio, it is Alec Medford. And joining us momentarily from the G-Bag Nation, it is Eric Chiafalo. Gentlemen, so glad you could be out here to day drink.
Oh, thank you for having me. This is fantastic. This is my home. This is where it's at. What a beautiful spot. We got Tolo's out here right now. We got a meatball truck.
Yes.
The way you guys were painting that meatball truck picture, man, I couldn't wait to get over here.
So their website says they open at noon today, so we'll see how that goes. I know Mike is very excited.
They have a lot of fancy meatballs over there, okay. Which I'm going to try them out.
Now, it should be Texas's first meatball food bus, though, but maybe I'm being too technical.
Ooh, I don't.
Because it's not a truck. It's a bus. I see what you're saying there.
Do you think it's like a family that does it, and they live and travel in the bus from place to place selling their food?
They've been parked here for 3 to 4 months. I found out more information.
Oh, okay.
So. Well, but they do sleep here.
Yeah, maybe. Maybe they travel in seasons.
Hey, Kevin, I just wanted you to see this can real quick. Do you see that can right there?
Do you
see
who's on it? That's a Ninja Turtle can.
That's their brew Shell Shock right there.
What Ninja Turtle is it?
Is that Donatello?
It looks like it's Leonardo.
Oh, yeah, that is Leonardo. You're right.
Yeah, that's the blue. That's blue right there. And by the way, I just saw this, too. We're having a Tolo party out here December 14th.
Woo!
So if y'all want to get in on that today, there is a Tolo party. We just got copy points for all this stuff.
Oh, my gosh.
Are y'all ready to party out here again?
Yes.
So I'm excited about it.
Can I read the entire copy?
Read one word at a time, Kevin.
Tolo party is on December 14th. Y'all know more about this than I do. I just really wanted to read the entire copy.
You know
how
our Tolo party is.
Yeah,
no,
absolutely.
We come
absolutely.
Out here. We're going to be drinking all day.
Just
y'all
show
come
up.
Out
we'll
here.
Have
y'all
a
hang
blast.
Out with us. Yes.
Now, I know the answer for most everyone is not going to be a super happy answer, but I wanted to run this exercise out nonetheless. Mike, you were way too excited about this segment. All right. Realistically, how many more games are the Cowboys going to win this season? Now, I can quick hit, run down the schedule for you. I can go one by one, and you can count it up in your head. What do you guys prefer?
Maybe two is what I got.
I'm at maybe two also, and I think that we've seen this organization. I know we had Charles Haley the other day, but in 1997, with Troy Aikman, Emmitt Smith, Michael Irvin, Deion Sanders, Charles Haley, they quit.
Yeah.
They went to Green Bay, lost, and they didn't win another game the rest of the year because they're like, we're not winning the Super Bowl. We're probably not going to make the playoffs. We quit. And there is, in this organization, it's okay to quit. Just make a storyline about it. And so
I'm worried about
if you want more wins, I know they're not going to make the playoffs, but if you're like, well, maybe they could win those last three or four games of the year, I think there might be total and complete quit from this organization, and it just ends up just snowballing into loss after loss after loss. I don't know how hard they're going to fight in the month of December.
All right. I can't argue against the logic there. I think your logic is sound. I'm going to run down the schedule, and I think you might be surprised at my answer. Obviously, they host the Texans on Monday. Then that ensuing Sunday on the road against the Commanders back at home Thanksgiving. For the Giants,
winnable.
You get, yes, You get the mini bye, and then you get Cincinnati. Then you at Carolina, host Tampa Bay, and you finish up at Philadelphia and hosting Washington. Now, I know this is going to sound like a high number, and it makes me sad that this is a high number. I think they're going to win three more games. I think they're going to win the New York game. I think they're going to win the Carolina game. And then I think somehow they're going to win one other game that we're like, how the hell did they win that game? Just because you've seen that time and again in the NFL this season. Now, I'm not here to argue against Mike's logic because I also see another path in which all of that happens. I'm going to say they end up at 6-11. I do think as bad as this team has been, I think the Giants and the Panthers are just horrid. I think you can win those games. And then I think the Cowboys will win one other random game that you're like, how did that happen? What say you?
Yeah, I if I had to bet on it, I'd probably go with two more wins.
That seems to be the consensus thus far.
Yeah, because you see the Giants and the Panthers, and those feel like two games that are winnable. With the Bengals and their defense, how bad it is, maybe you can make an argument there. You never know what happens late in the season. Do the Commanders or the Eagles have the division wrapped up, and maybe they're kind of punting on the last game of the season or whatever? So I would bet on two games, but I would say that I think it's more likely they win zero games as opposed to three.
Okay.
Like, I can't imagine them winning three more games.
And I just want to say for the record, that is the far preferable situation. Like, if you're telling me right now, would I rather them go 6-11 or 3-14? A million times over, I would rather them go 3-14.
Wow, you want them to lose.
Yes,
I do. You want the Cowboys
absolutely
to be losers.
Absolutely, yes.
Because he's a big picture fan.
If you're listening, please lose to get a better draft pick, whether it's Travis Hunter, whether
or
you
Genty.
Can... I don't want to draft Genty with the number
Eric's
two
really
pick.
I think Eric's really into getting running backs in this draft.
Not the number two pick, but I don't want you to think we're calling you a schmo.
You know how much that kills
that's
you.
That's my dream, by the way, is that the Cowboys end up getting like the third pick in this draft by losing. Like, I think they're only going to win one more game. They go 4-13. Somehow they hold tiebreakers to get the third pick, and they go ahead and take Genty at three.
That would just be gut wrenching.
That would be awesome.
The Zeke thing all over again.
My God.
It would be insane. But I will say, last night, Broaddus has already started his
scouting.
His scouting.
Yeah.
And Genty's one of the 10 guys that he's watched. He says he's even better than Bijan Robinson.
Yes!
So he's already selling Genty at the highest level. Walchuk has watched him, too, and he's like, oh, my gosh, he's even better than I thought he was. So this is going to get real loud. And Genty was saying that he wants to be drafted by the Cowboys.
Heck
he said that.
Yeah, but that doesn't always equate. Derrick Henry said he wanted to be with the Cowboys, and we were like, man, we're busy.
That's
true.
We got That's
stuff
true.
Going
no,
on.
No, good call. Good call.
So, all right, Corey.
Yeah.
Mike says one. Eric says maybe two, but more likely to be zero than three. Clearly, I am the high right now.
You're
at
so
three.
Yeah.
And it's think about how sad that is. Right up here on the stage, I predict they will have the best record at 6-11.
And the thing, too, is, like, McCarthy's not going to game plan like, okay, the season's over, right?
Yeah,
like, there's no way that dude's just trying to give up on his season, and he's going to his guys on this team, and he's going, I need you. I need you just, you know, at least for this one. I need to show, because that list of four things you said yesterday, are we competitively doing things?
So far, no.
I'm looking at the Giants and Panthers, and that's all, like, that's all I can feel. I don't have a feeling for the Bengals because their defense is very, very suspect, but their offense is so explosive. And that's the Cowboys. The Cowboys can't keep up with good offenses.
Is the Carolina game here or in?
Carolina game's on the road.
In Carolina.
That's good. I'm going to tell you why it's good for Jerry Jones. I think there would be 10,000 empty seats for that game, maybe 15,000.
Which is kind of what we want
Carolina
to see.
Carolina wouldn't travel to come see that and who they have. I think the Cowboy fans would be like, I don't care. I have season tickets. I'm rich. I'm not going. So I think that would be the one game where you would not have the visiting team travel to pick up the tickets that Cowboy fans wouldn't want.
By the way, next week we will be giving away tickets to the Thanksgiving game. So if you want to see what could be the Cowboys' only other win this season, we will do that next week.
The Panthers game is an interesting one because that's the loss you take and you get your coach fired.
Yes.
Dennis Allen with the Saints. Like, I don't think that Jerry wants to fire McCarthy during the season. But you lose to Carolina on the heels of probably losing every game other than maybe the Giants game. in lead up, I think that's the you might lose your job game.
It feels like there'll be a lot of attention on that game as well. Not maybe for the best reasons, but with both Carolina
battle for
and
pick.
Dallas being like, hey, I really could use that number one or number two or number three
fest.
Pick or whatever.
I could see McCarthy getting fired around that Panthers game. Not because it's like, oh, Shockwaves, all the players know that he's done.
Yeah.
Like, we're not stupid. Players aren't stupid. We know that we're playing for dead coaches now. It's just the reality of it. And so you look at it and you go, if they've gotten, relegated, but if they've gotten taken off of the Sunday night football game against Tampa, which I believe they will, I believe 3 weeks before that December 22nd game, the NFL is going to announce the Cowboys in Tampa are out for Sunday night football and Philadelphia and Washington are in. I think that's going to hurt Jerry's feelings. He won't say it publicly, but it will hurt his feelings a lot. If the Carolina game is probably a noon game that is not a major game that will not get good ratings,
agreed.
I think he could see.
I'm not sure about that.
Yeah. But I'm just kind of playing this game of, because I'm not sure they'll get taken off of Sunday Night Football, but let's just say those two things happen. The Carolina game is not a well-watched game, and they lose. They have been taken off of Sunday night football for December 22nd, and two rival teams in their division, Philadelphia and Washington, get put in that spot. I could see where that Sunday night or that Monday morning, he goes, I'm firing Mike McCarthy, because now what happens for the next 48 to 72 hours? The Cowboys are the number one story in the NFL again.
He is the best at that, at creating a story where there's nothing there. He's the absolute best at that. From the 682, maybe one more win. From the 903, zero wins. From the 972, negative wins is my prediction.
What? Look, you can't negative win. That's not a thing.
You think that, but if any team could pull it off, it would probably be the 89
team. And Jerry
team.
Would sell the crap out of it, too.
Yeah, he would.
Like, guys, can
we made history.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.
It's unbelievable.
Nobody's ever had a negative win before, but guess what? We did it first.
Chase the number two pick, and let's get Travis Hunter. I'm having a mini argument with somebody who said Leonardo was green.
What? Leonardo's body is green.
Well, no, but they're saying the colors is
blue.
Green. And I was like,
they're colorblind.
It's definitely blue.
Yeah, they're colorblind.
No.
Don't drive. You don't know the colors.
And then from the 817, did Mike open his card package? Unfortunately, it did not reveal any amazing
when
wonders.
I saw
like
it,
we
I was like, oh no, there's not going to be the fun Juan Soto Chase card in here. And I opened it up and there was no extra pack. Because I saw the Ohtanis when he had 50-50.
Yeah.
You get like an extra pack.
Okay,
where
yeah.
it could be an image variation. It could be an Ohtani autograph card.
Numbered, yeah.
So I knew that if I had something special, it would be in its own individual pack. And so didn't get it.
From the 940, don't be shocked if the Cowboys win four or five more. The Commanders, aren't as good as people think they are. You know, we kind of touched on that yesterday. The Commanders have not beaten the most impressive array of teams, but their quarterback is really good. They're still 7-3. I guess we'll get more information about them tonight. And then they will win at least one game. They have no business winning. And then other people talking about maybe the Commanders will sit all their players in the finale. What an interesting chess match that will turn into.
Do you think
the Commanders? Yeah, the Commanders are like, I don't care about winning. And the Cowboys are like, wait, I don't want to win this game. I need a better draft pick. And then just watch the amazingness of maybe the Renegades will come in and they'll take over for the rest of the game.
Yeah, they might win. Then
I mean,
like, that'd be the thing.
They could.
Yeah, they're good.
One of the best ways to try and lose a game, I feel like, would be at least defensively for at least half the game, you're kind of like, oh, we only had 10 guys on the field on the play. Bummer.
Yeah, you know? They're not even trying to do that.
We've done that a few times, yeah. So I think we'll be all right.
14 here. Guys in the huddle for offense.
I mean, and we don't have to try too hard to get the pre-snap penalties. Be right. Like, oh, no, it's 3rd and 15. You're like, oh, man, yeah. I was in the neutral zone. Now it's only 3rd and 10. Oh, too many men on the field. Now it's only 3rd and 5.
Doggone it.
Mm. That would be my
five,
fun.
Then 3rd and 5, you have 10 guys on the field. And
that would be my fun
money.
Philosophy, Eric. If you're struggling to move the ball, unfortunately, they created a new rule. You can't have 12 guys in the huddle. Screw it. Let's see if we add an extra receiver out there if we can get more open.
Yeah.
You'd think you
just
would naturally get some
separation. I'll take the 5-yard penalty for at least the 25-yard play for 5 seconds that made me feel good.
It's mm-hmm. a confidence booster, man.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's a heady play.
Kevin, I'm doing this live on radio right now. I have a suggestion for maybe tomorrow or at some point next week for the show. What are you rooting for? What are you watching for with this team now? Is it because you're rooting for somebody to grow, or are you rooting for somebody to fail? I feel like there's going to be a lot more fail, but there is some other stuff to like get involved with this season for the rest of the year.
I know people are going to make fun of me, and I know I'm an idiot for this. I'm hoping that
they win out.
Last week didn't happen, and somehow Trey Lance comes in, and he just starts flinging the ball all over the place and completing his passes and leading his wide receivers, not turning the ball over. And you're like, oh, my God, where did this come from?
Sign that guy.
Yeah,
I
realize
it. $60 million a year contract. Eric, he will fling the ball.
He will. Not necessarily where you hope it will go, It'll go.
But now with Jonathan Mingo running around out there, you never know what type of Justin Jefferson attributes he might be showing out with.
Yeah, exactly. I mean, in his last 4 games, he didn't have 1 catch for 1 yard.
They were holding him back from injury. They knew they were going to trade him, so they were trying not to get him out.
Oh, okay.
That's what I'm feeling.
Interesting.
It's like baseball players. They don't throw the pitchers out there. Like, hey, that was good enough. You had a shutout in the last 7 innings. You're good.
Huh. Look, if Jonathan Mingo takes over, I will readily admit, apparently that is the strategy that was going on. I just didn't understand at the time. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. And, you know, coming up next, you didn't show up this morning for the payload, did you?
No, because the payload's technically tomorrow, but I will not be showing up for the payload tomorrow. Oh, wait, no, it is today.
It is today.
The payload
Today's
is today.
Thursday.
Yeah.
Thursday.
See, you already forgot it
Son
happened.
Of a gun.
But you know what he is here for? Coming up next,
Meatballs.
We will have AM on the FM as Mike's countdown to Meatballs continues live from Martin House here in Fort Worth on 105.3 The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at here at Martin House Brewing in Fort Worth.
Love
220
it.
South Sylvania. Now, I know you see Mike bouncing around and you think, I'm glad that Mike is enthusiastic for the show today.
Yeah.
Maybe, but not really. He's counting down until the O'Balls meatball truck opens up. Is that fair to say?
They're prepping right now.
Okay.
I was told by, I believe, is it Fire and Ice? Heat and Ice?
What?
The guys that work here.
Oh, Ice.
Ice.
Okay.
Yeah. Fire and Ice. Yeah.
No,
yeah.
I thought
maybe
was
he's talking
game.
To Fire
I
right now.
I thought it was
now.
A Game of Thrones reference. I really didn't understand.
But he said, I think it was called Wax On, Wax Off.
Uh-huh.
It's an Asian meatball.
Okay.
Oh. So they have different flavors of meatballs. They come in 3 packs.
Uh-huh.
I was thinking I could eat 9 meatballs while I'm here.
I think you can, too. I think you can eat 12.
I can't try all the flavors.
Yeah, I think you can eat 24 of them, Mike.
Well, I mean,
it.
If people want to keep ordering me meatballs, I'll keep trying to eat them.
Hey, people, you heard what he just said.
Yeah, exactly.
If you order them, you will try to eat them.
And, you know,
that
he's a big Cobra Kai fan, a big
I am.
Cobra Kai,
fan.
Never die.
And we got to stop over at the apartment that Daniel grew up at.
I played Cruel Summer
while we were out there. Oxnard this year. Yeah.
Eric's a lot younger than us.
Yeah.
Have you ever watched Karate Kid?
Yes.
Look at that.
I have seen Karate Kid. It's been a long time. And I didn't care enough to watch the new ones that have come out.
Okay,
that's a
but
shame.
The
Cobra
old movies,
Kai is a fantastic series.
I know. I mean, I've heard good things about it.
Yeah, it's fun.
But the old ones were great.
They made one that was like a new Karate Kid, and it was a girl, and she ended up dying because she went into boxing later in life and hit her head.
No, that is Hilary Swank.
That was $1 million.
She
baby.
Went on to win 2 Oscars, which is not like I would necessarily think Karate Kid equals Oscar, but here we are.
But she was the Karate Kid girl.
Mm-hmm. She was.
Right. You're
and
right,
then
Mike.
Went into boxing, no?
And then
Good
Will
job.
Smith's kid was the Karate Kid.
Mm-hmm. That happened too.
In Asia.
Yeah.
I haven't seen that one.
It's good.
It's all right.
With Jackie Chan.
Okay. All right.
He instead of wax on, wax off, he has to take a jacket and put it
I'm dead serious. See what you're doing.
I haven't even seen the movie.
Okay, just don't finish that sentence. Right now,
it's a cool move.
Mm-hmm. It's time for this.
What does this button do? Please, please, do not push the button. You have no idea what it...
Alec, you be quiet.
Alec, that was awful.
One for Alec, zero for Peyton.
Don't you dare touch that dial.
Let's talk Ashton Jeanty for the next segment. No, I'm kidding. We're going to get into Gruden's new groove and the question of the day here in just a second. It's time for AM on the FM with the special guest, Eric Chiafalo. 877-881-1053. That is the Frankel and Frankel Injury Attorneys text line. Want to hear from the Twitch and the YouTube as well to answer today's question of the day. You guys know that I refer to this nationaldaycalendar.com for a lot of these, and this is one of the most random batches of holidays that I've seen for November 14th. You have national... What's up?
Can I ask you a question, Alan?
Yes.
I have a combo platter for tomorrow that's based on a holiday, but I changed out one of the words because I thought it would make the combo platter more fun. Do you approve of such shenanigans or no?
I approve. I think you sometimes you can twist your narrative here with these holidays to get what you want. And I'm going to do that with today's question of the day. But some really random ones today. You have National Seatbelt Day. Didn't know that was a thing. National Pickle Day is today.
We're at a pickle beer place.
Exactly. National Spicy Guacamole Day. That's very specific. And then today's that we're going to base the question of the day off of is National Family Pajama Day. So like matching pajamas. And and the question of the day today, since we're getting close to the holiday season, you can start to feel the air cooling off. You can, whenever you walk into your grocery stores and whatnot, you're smelling the pine cones and all those fancy holiday candles. What is your favorite family tradition? 877-881-1053.
Are we supposed to answer now, or is it?
Yes.
Ooh, yeah, no, you can you can answer.
My wife answer does, it tomorrow.
My wife
I'm
does
sure that'll
make us,
sense.
She makes us wear the family pajamas and take a picture every year.
Oh, that's nice. How do you feel about that?
I'm not a huge fan of it.
Yeah.
The kids love it, and they keep the pajamas. They still have all of them. But that is not necessary. I'm kind of a Grinch, though.
No, but I love it because you guys always do the onesies, and I think that's just a nice touch.
Yeah, Adrian's a big fan of the onesies. Yeah. No, okay. It's cool in the kids. For me, a little snug. You know what I mean? So, but yeah, I think my favorite thing though is getting all the decorations down and then watching them put them up, watching the kids and Adrian decorate the house. First off, I like to look at my wife. She's got a great body. I love it. The other thing though
is just a little bit higher, honey.
Reach up there, put it higher up on the tree.
Maybe if you didn't have all your clothes on, you could get this done quick.
I can't say that because then the kids will hear. But then Lucy gets really excited about putting decorations out. But once it's done, then she freaks out and she's like, "Where's Valentine's?" And I'm like, "That's a long time from now." So, but yeah, I do love watching them put up the decorations. That's my favorite thing.
But do they help you put them away when it's now?
They pack them back up. I take them back up to the attic. So I get them out of the attic and then I put them back in the attic. That's my job.
Yeah.
And then whatever's outside, that's my responsibility. They want it, but it's my responsibility to put up.
I like the boys putting the finishing touches on the Christmas decorations. Now, Noah is not particularly helpful yet, but he thinks the inflatables going up in the front yard is the coolest thing in the world. And then Brandon takes the Christmas lights around the trees, and this is like the most serious thing he's ever done every year. He's like, I gotta focus. We line up the walkway with the candy canes.
Oh, so he's OCD like his pops.
Oh, yeah. I get it. I get it. But I do like how into it they get.
One year, my neighbor, when we first moved to Plano, my neighbor brought me a box of Christmas lights. And he was like, hey, I noticed your lights weren't up. And it was like December, middle of December. And he just handed me this box. And I was like, awesome. And I plugged them in and threw them in the yard. And then just like, just leaving them like that. I did too.
Not in Plano.
We don't have an HOA there. We don't have an
Garland,
HOA.
Maybe.
Hey, that's fair.
He was trying to big dog.
Yeah, I was like, whatever, man. Yeah,
don't watch dog my lights.
Yeah, and then last year, I did the dumb thing. And whenever I plugged them all in, after I got everything up on the roof, half of them were done, and I was like, I'm not doing anything about it. I'm just leaving it like that. Adrian will never know.
Half a lit house?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, had half a lit house out there. So
yeah, I've never done the Christmas lights thing.
Ever?
No, never once. I can't get on the roof
for
doing anything
Jesus.
Like that. We do have like we'll have the manger set up and everything in the front. They do. I like the things that they do now too, where you can put like something in your yard that pushes onto your house, and your house looks
it's got starlight.
It's like the easiest thing to do to be like, hey, I gave it the old college try.
Look, I told my wife I wanted one of those, and she goes, are you serious? And I was like, yeah. And then we got one, and I was like, oh, I want another one next year. So absolutely.
They're easy. So easy.
Yes, they are.
Yeah,
I have
great.
Multiple starlights.
I think Kevin's going to approve of my new favorite tradition that we have in the family. When we moved into this house a few years ago, we got a corner lot, so Pops was like, we got to go big. We got to start doing a little bit more with the Christmas decorations. And the apple did not fall far from the tree. I am a huge Star Wars fan, and it's because of my dad. So every year we get the newest, huge, oversized inflatable for the yard that is Star Wars themed. And ever since we started that, I swear, we have like a little community gym in the neighborhood that I go work out at. And every year, at least maybe three or four parents will come up to me and be like, hey, nothing weird, not trying to interrupt you, but my kids think your yard is the coolest thing ever.
That
is the most gratifying part, because it's me and my dad out there, and you know, whenever it's already blistering cold, because we always get to it too late, and we're out there for like 3 hours trying to get everything working. You know, like Corey said, sometimes some of the lights aren't working, so we're having to pop in new replacements and whatever. It's the most tedious process ever. But when people stop by, literally the night of that we put them up, like we see cars outside just stopping wherever they're going. They stop, get out of the car, take pictures in the yard, and then just keep driving. Like, it's the coolest thing.
You'd be surprised when you get older what you're more willing to spend money on. Because, like, I'm with you on that. Like, the inflatables, I'm like, but we need them. I know we don't really need them, but it feels like in that moment that you do.
It's my favorite new thing. And like you said, at first I was kind of like, dude, you're crazy. Whenever he bought the giant Millennium Falcon that cost you like $200, I was like, you're insane. Ooh. And now I'm like, okay, I kind of understand. Like, the little Grogu is cool. We got the walker outside. Like, this is awesome. So I'm starting to appreciate those things. I did see from the Franco and Franco injury attorney text line, someone said from the 940, ice skating at the Galleria under the giant Christmas tree. That's one thing that's evaded me. I lived here my whole life, and I've not gone to the Galleria during Christmas time. I don't know how I've been able to do that. Yeah, I've just never thought to. And I see all the videos of the tree being lit up for the first time. I'm like, oh, that's cool. Never go.
Dude, you grew up in Mansfield. That's a long way.
Mm-hmm. That's true.
I mean, I drive it every day, Mike, to be here with you guys. Oh. So I could do it for a Christmas tree, you know? So
I always look at that and wish I could ice skate.
Have you ever ice skated?
I have a couple of times. I can ice skate in terms of, like, I can stay on my feet.
Mm-hmm.
But
you want to, like, Scott Hamilton do some triple
axle? I don't even need to triple axle it or anything. I just want to be able to, like, glide along at a pretty good pace, and we're not there yet.
Like they do in the Snoopy movie, the Christmas Snoopy, when they're just Snoopy just...
Exactly.
Okay, I see.
Then I want to give a speech to everybody about what Christmas is really about.
Let's see, someone said when the family gets up and leaves. That's harsh.
Oh, man.
You know, not harsh. Everybody loves their family, you know? Not everybody has that kind of a connection.
You've got Aaron Rodgers texting
in. I have to be around you.
That's okay. I don't know if that was Aaron Rodgers. I don't think this was Aaron Rodgers either from the 817. Peyton needs to listen to this segment so he knows how to do better.
Yes.
That's a nice
I agree. Yeah,
they're trying to help. When he tightens up a little bit, I'm gonna get in there, but I just don't see that day ever coming, you know?
He strategically plans his nap time. For Tuesdays and Thursdays at 11:20. Eric, I heard that, and thank you for that. 1:30 tomorrow.
Piece of the week.
Yeah, you might want to listen.
Man, I don't know. That felt like you were trying to do that.
I was not trying to do that.
It looks like somebody just invited Alec to go to the Galleria with them on December 8th. They said, come with us. We're going on December 8th.
Oh.
So
you know what? I might just take you up on that offer, because I need to go sometime during Christmas time and experience that. And I live out in Grand Prairie now, so prairie lights is a big thing for the family now out there on Joe Pole Lake at Lynn Creek Park. Really, really cool. That's been a tradition for years now for us. I love doing that. And they put it up, like, they start working on it way ahead of time. So it's been up and running for a while now, which is pretty cool. But I do want to run this sound for you. John Gruden has agreed to a multi-year deal with Barstool Sports.
That sounds about right.
This is part of the reason why he's been making his own TikTok content, and it's kind of terrifying. This one is actually like a month old. I've been saving this. It's my favorite video he's done so far, because it was after Jared Goff had his perfect game or whatever, I think.
Oh, yeah.
This is just unhinged. He gets overly excited about quarterbacks.
You know, when I was calling plays, I just loved it when our quarterback shredded the defense. I mean, just ripped them. That's what has me feeling really nicey. Like watching Jared Goff go 18 for 18, 292 yards and two touchdowns.
Got me feeling nicey.
I couldn't do that pregame warm-up.
Oh, my gosh.
It's terrifying how into quarterback play he gets.
I did not expect that.
And he does this after every single week of NFL action. He's just screaming into a camera, and it's getting like 200,000 likes.
Yeah.
I don't understand.
He's on fire right now. Dude, the production value's through the roof.
Okay, I think his TikTok should get more than his quarterback school used to when he told every quarterback that they were a first rounder. And I was like, no, that guy might go in the sixth round. And you're like, I could see it. You're a first round guy.
That guy can spin it, man.
Yeah.
You got the arm strength.
That's what he'd say to the LSU guy now?
Yes, he would. He'd tell Nussmeier, you're a first rounder for sure.
He struggled.
Got me feeling nussy.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
That's my title, boys.
Might have been a bad idea to add you to the show. This could be a dangerous combination. Thank you very much, Alec. Yeah. That was excellent. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live from Martin House Brewing in Fort Worth. Coming up next, it's time for Gridiron Gravy. Which last place NFL team is best set up for future success? Next on The Fan. KNC Masterpiece back here on 105.3 The Fan. We're live at Martin House Brewing in Fort Worth. We got Gridiron Gravy coming up in just a minute. But, Eric, you're here. You're joining us.
Yes.
I know you love some Martin House. I wanted to give you a minute here to talk a little bit more about that.
Well, I love washing down my Gridiron Gravy with a little Mayday IPA.
Smart.
And I always
like
have.
It.
So the Mayday IPA is what's really getting it done for me personally right now. That's your modern American IPA. Crisp, refreshing, bitter enough to know it's an IPA, but it's still crushable for just sort of a general audience. And so that's my go-to. I'll tell you what, Broadus couldn't keep his hands off that that Dr. Bock, one of their newest brews as well. And that's, you would say, dark but not heavy and just absolutely delicious. And I also love it because I can just pull up to Kroger and snag my Maydays just on a second's notice. So that's the beauty of Martin House Brewing here. And we're going to party it up on December 14th for the Fan Hang,
which
is awesome. And I just can't believe you're out here. The amount of space, you have some coverage.
Yeah, there are a lot of,
If you want to get some sun, you can get it. You can get in the grass, touch a little grass. You know Dawson will be out there barefoot, you know, by 3:30 in the afternoon that day. And then you get to see the river and the
December 14th, plenty of grass happening out here.
So much. Yeah, all the grass. And then, they have the Delta 9 THC. Water, which is just absolutely refreshing.
I like it. So even if you can't make it out for the show, plenty of other opportunities. December 14th, we're going to have an amazing Peace-a-thon package involving Martin House as well. Or you just come by whenever the hell you feel like it.
Yeah, Kevin, by the way, the Peace-a-thon package that we're looking at, we might talk a little more about that coming up here at 12:20, but it does include a come out, get a tour, drink all the beer, come up with an idea for a beer you want to make.
Ooh.
So if you want to brew, and then you come back and you brew a beer here with the experts at what they do, and then come back, they'll have a release party in the tap room for your beer that you helped create. So that's a piece of thought item that we're really looking forward to, man. That's awesome.
Right now, what say we go around the entire NFL and dip into some Gridiron Gravy? Gridiron Gravy, of course, brought to you by Rhino Shield. Why paint your house when you could shield your home? Visit rhinoshieldtx.com. Now, my question for y'all to kind of start this thing out is the last place teams in the NFL. Go division by division. Who do you think is best set up for future success? So the grouping that we're talking about is, there's a couple ties in here. The Jets and the Patriots, the Browns, the Jags, the Raiders, the Giants, the Bears, the Saints and the Panthers, and the Rams and the Seahawks. Before we get into any of the specifics, I got salary cap space going forward and everything. Is there one of those teams that sounds good to you going forward?
Mike just said yuck.
The Bears, out of all those teams, the Bears, because they have Caleb Williams and
The Patriots with Drake May, I think. I mean, Drake May's coming out of the gates looking pretty sharp right now.
Yeah, especially all those North Carolina guys that have done great in football.
He does not believe that Drake May is going to make it.
He's already all North Carolina quarterbacks are garbage.
He's already shown more than Trubisky ever did.
Yeah, Ronald Curry.
So one of the differences, like if you look at the Bears and the Patriots, is how much salary cap space are you going to carry over? For the Bears, I did the number crunching. It's about $6.6 million. For the Patriots, it's about $36 million. Mm. And so that's a big advantage for the Patriots, depending on what you think about Drake May. If you have no confidence in the quarterback, that's the same thing with Carolina. If you have no confidence in Bryce Young, you can be like, oh, neat.
More confidence in six-footers. So I have more confidence in North Carolina than I do Spud Webbs.
There you
All
go.
Right. Now, it's a little misleading because the team that has the most carryover salary cap space is the Browns at $46.3 million. But remember, they're preparing for their quarterback apocalypse because I believe Deshaun Watson's guaranteed hit the next 2 years is like $71 million per season.
Oh, my God.
So you can carry over all the money you want, and that's awesome. But Deshaun Watson is still going to suck away your salary cap.
And they have to be in Cleveland, so...
Yeah. That's true. I didn't totally factor that in, but that is a fair point. All right.
Mike knows.
So you guys think the Bears or the Patriots make sense? Because, Mike, you said yuck, and a lot of it's fair because, like, it's not going to be the Giants because they don't have any salary cap money and they don't have a quarterback. Look, the Jags, depending on what you think about Trevor Lawrence, that could be a wonky situation where they're about to fire their coach and maybe you don't believe in their quarterback. So you can see why these teams are in last place. I think I would go with the Bears as well.
What about – now, here's the thing about the Rams, though. They have a GM that does not care about draft picks, so they will always –
except for this year.
They'll always continue, though, to add to it, but they're all their receivers just get hurt all the time. So, like, that's the – you're like, oh, man, they got something there.
So the issue for the Rams is they're not going to be too far away from needing a new quarterback, right? Like, some way or another. Yeah. They have $3 million in carryover cap space.
Wow.
Okay, so if you're like, hey, you know, if it was like a combination of they got Browns money, and I'd be like, okay, well, yeah, maybe you could figure something out. They're like, we're scraping by.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, well, aren't they in position then? If they this season doesn't do well for them, then they could make that draft pick that could set them up.
There are plenty, if the Cowboys get high enough, there are plenty of teams that would maybe want to trade up into that position to try to pick up a quarterback if you want to drop down to, you know,
to
seven,
Genty,
eight, whatever. I mean, but, like, don't you think drafting Ashton Genty, I know it's not your dream, Mike, but at number eight.
It is my dream.
I know. Your dream is for him to go with the second
pick. I don't
pick.
Want him to trade down to 14 to take him. I want him to take him at number three. That's my dream.
I just feel like it would be so much more palatable for Cowboys fans if you took him at, like, eight. Versus number two. If you take him at two, Mike's going to be so happy, which should let you know it's bad for the Cowboys. If Mike is happy about something for the Cowboys, it's
Mike's happy
bad.
Because it was his pick before the season. Remember,
yeah,
that's
no,
why he's happy
about
it.
That's not the only reason, though, because he wants to watch the franchise burn.
I know, he does.
I just want the Cowboy fans to go totally insane mad that they took a running back with a top five pick. But then it's going to be sold in a way that then the Cowboy fans are going to be back on board within 30 minutes.
Yeah.
They will. But also, you will have at least 50% of them that are fired up about it in the moment.
That's probably
and he would be getting a good player. It's just that you would think,
oh, yeah.
The Cowboys can only improve their team the next 3 years with draft picks. That's the only way. They cannot do it any other way. So literally, the only way the Cowboys can get good at football is their draft picks that they've drafted is to get better. Way better than they've shown over the last 2 years, or you just hit tremendously in these upcoming drafts because there's not a human being that's a free agent that's coming here for the salary they're going to pay to make an impact.
I don't think it has to be that way because they're going to be flipping switches on contracts left and right. They will open up plenty of cap space if they want to. Like, they have the ability to sit here and have $50 million, $60 million in cap space if they want it, but then will they do anything with it?
Yeah.
This is one of those off-seasons you better do something with.
They wait to do it until the season starts, and then they're like, look at all this carryover cap space we have. And they're like, well, why didn't you do that before? Mm-hmm. You could have picked up a whole bunch of more players, and they're like, bah, don't need them.
We just need Jordan Phillips in August. We'll be fine.
Oh, great. Yeah, that's been awesome.
So it's like getting coupons after you've already gone grocery shopping.
Yeah, it does really, like, my wife went to go get an oil change, and I'm like, oh, did you use the Take 5 coupon? It's like $25 off. She goes, oh, no, do we have that? And I was like, yeah. And she goes, oh, that's good. I'm like, no, You already went got your oil change.
It's not useful right now.
Yeah.
And you're like, well, for my oil change, it will be, I guess.
Yeah, there you go. The NFL Combine is going to stay in Indianapolis through at least 2026. So you get a couple more years of the Combine in Indianapolis. And then I know why he said this, but what do you think about Josh Allen saying, I don't care who we're playing. It's just a Week 11 game for us. No different than any other Week 11 game. Does that feel like the right strategy instead of like going, oh, it's the Chiefs, we better win?
No, I think that that's the right thing to tell the media.
In his head, though.
It's different.
Yeah. I was going to say, there's no freaking way.
Yeah, you're playing the team of the NFL. You're playing. They're in a dynasty right now.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And they specifically had your number.
Yeah.
To make that dynasty happen.
You know
you're
playing the team that you have to show, and then especially obviously in January, that you can beat. It's a big game. But I don't think you should tell the media that, because then what happens when you lose?
Yeah.
Do you think you can beat them in January? You know, like... there's no reason to be honest in these situations. As much as we'd love for everybody to be honest, this and that, it's the best thing to say. It's just another game. And then if it happens, you
can
say it was a
that.
Big win for us, but next week is another big game for us. But you know that it's
so
bigger.
After the Super Bowl is when you talk your trash.
Yeah, that's you know what? And that's when a lot of things come about, right? How about when the Rangers won the World Series? I'm sorry I'm drawing a blank. I always do. He's a great guy. The Kansas City Royals former general manager.
Drake.
Yeah.
Dayton Moore,
thank you, is when he came out
nice
right after the season was over, after they won the World Series, he comes out and gives you the big deal about when they were at the All-Star break and they had the big meeting and Chris Young asked everybody in the organization that mattered, do you think we can win? It's a real question. Well, that didn't come out the All-Star break. It didn't come out at the trade deadline. They came out after they won the World Series, and he said, do not be upset. If you guys just told me you believe, I believe with you guys. Do not be upset with who I trade to try to make this thing the best thing possible for September and October. And that's, you hear that. You didn't hear in July, well, we had a meeting, and we all decided we believe, and now we're going to do whatever possible. We're going to sell out and see what happens. I don't want any being and moaning that I traded Luis Angel Acuna 2 years down the road because we decided to go all in to see if we could actually win this year. And it worked out. They actually won. But you don't tell those stories in the middle of the season.
Now, Aaron Rodgers has come out and said, I think I'm going to play again next year for the Jets. That for the Jets, and
Jets
are you like...
jumped out. They were like, no, crap. Come on.
Because you can't be pumped about that right now, can you?
No, you cannot. You cannot at all.
He looks old. He's playing old. His decisions are slow. He's got a young team to work with, too. He's not the quarterback for their future or for next year. It's just going to set them back even more. They have everything. Like, the team is built. It's everything you need right now. Maybe a little bit better offensive line, but the quarterback is not playing at the level he needs to play at to get them to where they want to go.
I mean, the final year of his deal is next year, so I wonder if they would do the disrespectful thing to a legendary quarterback of like, no, we don't want you. We're going to cut ties with you.
He's not their legendary quarterback.
Yeah.
He's the Packers'
He'll
legendary
get it.
Quarterback.
He'll like, I understand disrespecting folks, no problem.
He was a mercenary.
Right.
He was a mercenary brought in to win.
Does he go to the Minnesota Vikings next, like Brett Favre?
Yes, that does seem like
Favre
way to
did
go.
Get good again with Minnesota, but was horrible with the Jets.
I wonder if Aaron Rodgers wears Crocs.
Oh man, you know it's definitely
we've already seen
happen.
That picture. Actually,
he's just going to sign with the Cowboys, so we can pitch that we have the greatest quarterback room of all time, and I'm just going to go cry at home.
Oh, that would be awesome.
No!
Just to tap into his brain, you know?
He's
we
not
don't let him
good
grow.
At being a quarterback
his brain
anymore.
Is good, though,
that
for
hasn't
quarterbacking.
The Cowboys.
That is fair. We're the KNC Masterpiece right here on 105 Through the Fan. Thank you very much, Eric Chiafalo, for joining us on the show. Now, I know you got a boogie to get back to your own
That's
show.
That's right. We'll be cross-talking here in a little bit. I'll be having FOMO as you guys remain at Martin House Brewing Company and drink all the delicious beers.
I'm about to meatball it up.
Oh, yeah, Mike.
That's
excited.
Right. That's what Mike's really been counting down. He goes, hey, I don't want Eric to leave, but I know when Eric leaves, that means the meatball truck is going to be opening. So
Where are you starting, Mike? You going with the wax on, wax off?
To start off. Yeah, that's what
meatball,
I was told. Those are the best. But then after those three, I'm going to get three
totally
more.
Right.
Perfect.
All right.
We'll have a review for Mike Likes It.
Okay. Thank you
I think I'm going to be putting a load on here in the next hour with all these meatballs.
Instead of taking a load off, he's going to put a load on.
No, I understand. studs. So a lot to look forward to out here at Martin House in Fort Worth off of Sylvania. Coming up next, NFL overreaction or reality right here on The Fan.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
I'm Jed Lipinski. In Gone South Season 4, we'll be bringing you new stories every week with no end in sight. Listen to and follow Gone South, an Odyssey original podcast, on the free Odyssey app and wherever you get your podcasts.